3.
Could take down a governor, but it's not looking good for Chris Christie. Speaking of not looking good, it's rough times for some of the people in West Virginia right now. They're on pins and needles. Why a chemical spill led to a bunch of evacuations, and how would you like to be told that you cannot drink the water? Because we've had a spill, and we're not sure how widespread this is. But we're going to need you to put down your fork and evacuate the restaurant. That happened in one restaurant. There you are, just going at it, eating your hamburger, talking to your buddy across the table, and they make an announcement, get out of the restaurant. We've had a spill. It's a chemical spill. You want to go home. Whew, that's tough. Governor declares state of emergency. State of emergency. FEMA's on hand. They're dispersing water. We'll see how bad this gets, how fast it spreads. And hopefully nobody gets the symptoms, because the symptoms are pretty nasty. Hey, coming up, we've got also our cheap movie review. You don't want to miss that. Although there aren't great movies that have been launched lately. I think some of the better movies have already come down the pike. There is one that's coming up called Lone Survivor that I can't wait to see. And probably many of you will be interested in seeing it too as well. We'll explain. It's not out yet unless it's a sneak preview. You gotta love those sneak previews. But it will be. And there are some decent movies out there. I've already said my favorite is American Hustle right now at this point. So let's talk about the West Virginia chemical spill and what happened. The pictures are so eerie to even look at. And I guess because the first pictures that they took, it is in the dark. And this is a chemical spill along the Elk River in Charleston. And so the governor declares the state of emergency on Thursday. The chemicals, a foaming agent used in coal preparation in that process, it leaked from a tank. It overran a containment area, dumped into the river. The amount that spilled, they don't know. So that's a problem number one. So the West Virginia American Water Company has a treatment plant nearby, and the customers are all affected. They say the water has been contaminated, period. The water's been contaminated. And it's all part of that sorting it out process. But they don't know how long this whole emergency thing is going to last and how deep it's going to go. So at least 100,000 people are customers of that company, and they're affected. So people were lining up to buy water at convenience stores really close to the Capitol, in fact, in Charleston. It's a don't drink the water scenario. Don't drink the water. And some of the things that you see that happen with chemicals and waters and these water spills, the stores, of course, are running out of bottled water, paper cups, bowls, the things that you would think they would run out of. They're testing right now to determine the concentrations, because that's the key thing, of the chemical that got dumped into the water system. They say the chemical was in a much weaker concentration when it reached the water treatment plant through the river, but it doesn't matter. Still not good. Now, students missed a couple of days because of the extreme weather, because of the chilly temperatures, and now they're going to miss another day. The West Virginia lawmakers, they started their session earlier in the week. Boom, that's done. They're not going to do anything Friday. I mean, this is it. This is what you're about if you're living in any of these nine counties. The Elk River flows down into downtown Charleston. Then it flows eventually into the Ohio River at a place called Point Pleasant, about 55 miles to the northwest. So they got to hope that it's stopped before it goes as far as it can possibly go. The chemical is harmful if it's swallowed. It causes eye problems, skin irritation, and if it's inhaled, it's not good. It smells like licorice in Charleston, they say. So this advisory, the warnings, are out to restaurants, hospitals, nursing homes, anywhere where you would use tap water. I still can't wrap my mind around being at a restaurant, being in a happy mood. Thursday's a happy day, because if you have a traditional job, you know what's happening next Friday, and then poof, you're off for the weekend. And it's always already been a weird week because of the chilly couple of days that felt like it was 30 below. So people were hanging out already. But to have that happen, man, there's nothing but question marks in the air. How did it happen? Why does it happen? What can they do to prevent it? All the things that you think you would ask. Now it's about the cleanup. Get it contained. How do you get it contained? Who do they need? Who has to come into these counties in West Virginia? That's all the focus is. Because you can't focus on the whole prevention part this second. Now it's about the reaction and getting it cleaned up. But, boy, who wants to go through that? It's just another reminder to everybody who's listening to America Tonight. It's no joke. You know, when you hear these commercials and you hear people talk, and we've had people on who are great when it comes to being emergency prepared, you really got to do it. At the very least, you have got to have bottled water in your house. I mean, just when it goes on sale, it's cheap, whatever, just grab a whole bunch of it. Then when this happens, boom, you're making your coffee, you got clean water. You need to have water. You've got water there. You don't have to run to the store and play tug of war with the person standing over the water of the last case of it, because you already had some. You were stocked up. And it's for these reasons, whether it's the weather or some unforeseen chemical accident. One thing it's not good for, and there just was a huge blowout piece in the Wall Street Journal about it, and it was ironic because we talked about it on America Tonight, is the coal industry and where it shifted. In the West, it's big and it's bad and it's booming, but in places like Kentucky and West Virginia, which really were great coal mining areas, it's the opposite, and the push is shut her down. Oh, it's all about clean coal. And this doesn't help to have a chemical spill like this one. And oh, by the way, Chris Christie, 2 hours, saying that he's disappointed, axed a major staffer after that bridge scandal. Will it cost him a potential Republican nod for president in 2016? Maybe. One thing's for sure, he has to be telling the truth, because if he purposely in some way was connected to blocking traffic on one of our busiest bridges, that would be a criminal deal and he'd be in big trouble. But he's saying no, he's denying his involvement, saying he has no involvement in it. Stay with us, we're taking you to the movies next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you haven't seen Frozen or The Hobbit, you're in the minority. It seems like everybody's going to see those movies. The one I want to see, I already mentioned, it's the Marcus Luttrell story, real story, incredibly brave SEAL who lost his buddies before his eyes in an incredible battle with the Taliban and all the things that led up to that and what it was like, and just an amazing story. If you haven't seen the 60-minute story about Marcus Luttrell, go and get it. I mean, it's just, you know, just go and search for it. It's out there, and you can easily download it and look at it. It's whatever, 15 minutes long, but it's really something to see. And now this movie, Lone Survivor, bravo that they, you know, Mark Wahlberg got behind this and they made this movie, because I think it's going to do well at the box office, but it's not out there yet in wide release. It might be in your neighborhood, but chances are it's not there yet. This movie is kind of a limited release thing, but a lot of people think that this movie is going to do pretty good as far as an independent film is concerned. It's 1 hour, 38 minutes long, PG. It's called The Adventurer, The Curse of the Midas Box. Take a listen.
Legend tells of a powerful box. So powerful is its gift that he who owns the box can own the world.
Your parents and I work for a secret department of the government called the Bureau of Antiquities.
We have work to do.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Mundy.
What's the meaning of this?
What happened to my parents?
The bodies were never found.
And what about my brother?
The man behind the disappearance of Felix is someone called Otto Luger.
Felix! Get off me!
We believe that Luger has discovered the hiding place of the Midas box. You find the box. Find your brother.
You're going to spy for me.
Spy?
I've arranged for you to work as a porter at the Prince Regent Hotel.
I need your help.
Some fanciful stories you've been telling yourself.
Once we do this, there's no going back.
Find them quickly.
They will suffer greatly for this.
No wonder everyone's looking for the box. The box is a weapon.
Underestimate the power of buried treasure, my friend.
I don't know, it sounds kind of cool. If you have kids or nieces, nephews, that kind of thing, that might be fun. Sam Neill's in it, Michael Sheen. I don't know, it looks pretty good. It's about a 17-year-old's life. He's a little bit turned upside down. His parents vanish. His younger brother is kidnapped, and they're following the clues. I like those kind of movies, little mysteries, even for a kid. And it's a short movie. So 138's not too bad. Black Coffee is the next movie. This one's 1 hour and 25 minutes. And this movie is about the age-old question of getting the right soulmate. Oh, if we could only all figure that out, eh? Take a listen to this little slice of Black Coffee.
Peter, what's going on?
Nate called. He said you were fired from your job.
What's with the boxes?
Oh, I'm moving out. Robert, there's no way you're able to afford to take care of me, babe.
I lost my job and my girlfriend within 2 hours. When she comes to get all this, you know what you do? Burn everything like they do in a music video. Got us around here waiting to exhale. It's time to inhale, man. Inhale. Exhale. I'll get the lighter fluid. Let's go.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Hey, man, who was that sister that just walked out?
Don't get yourself in trouble, bro.
Man, she was beautiful.
Since you're recently unemployed, help me distribute some of this coffee.
May I help you?
Julian sent me to give this to you.
You must be Robert.
I'm guilty. You look familiar. Have you ever been to Duke's Bookstore?
Yes, my name is Morgan. Now tell me again, why is it that you want to ask me on a date?
When I saw you in the bookstore, sparks flew. I mean the 4th of July kind of sparks.
You are dangerous, Robert.
What about you?
We got divorced 3 years ago, and they've been trying to work things out.
So you don't love him?
It's complicated.
I'd like to cook for you.
I don't go to guys' houses on the first date. I don't know, you're not a serial killer.
Because I'm black.
Man, I could hide underneath the bed and watch the springs go up and down.
No, we could not. You gotta go.
I just want to take the time to say what's been on my mind.
You better be careful with that. You might find yourself stranded here tonight. Are you okay?
That's the sparks.
Now I got
Marriage is beautiful. I look forward to being married one day.
What kind of man are you? I mean, you men, you like to play your games. Women hate that.
We want to send you guys on a blind date.
Actually, I'm here to meet somebody.
Okay, look behind her. Look down. Not so bad, right?
Who is this woman, and why is she at my man's house?
You gotta go. You've been voted off the show. Let's go. Come on.
Come on. Wait.
Let's give it, get your bag. Here we go.
Let's toast to us beautiful black successful people.
Why are you interested in me?
Because I'd be a fool not to be.
All right, so you get the idea there. It's the whole idea of finding the right person. How many movies have been written about that? I was trying to figure that out today. I don't know, 1,300? Probably more than that. All right, and our final one is called Banshee Chapter, and I'm going to let you hear a little slither of this and then explain.
This little guy is 150 milligrams of specially enhanced dimethyltryptamine, DMT.
Where'd you get it?
Some friends in Colorado.
Thousands of government-sponsored experiments did take place.
Aren't you worried about the dangers of taking it?
This little chemistry experiment goes sideways. I want you to finish my book and dedicate it to me.
He took a military-grade chemical that no one seems to have any documentation of. Then his friend is also missing.
I don't like this. It can see me.
The United States has a sincere apology.
Maybe a little bit too real for comfort, freaky horror, drama, thriller, journalist exploring the disturbing links behind her friend's sudden disappearance and a government research chemical and a radio broadcast of unknown origin. This one's not even rated yet at this point, but it's going to find its audience. It's probably going to have a cult audience. I mentioned the movie that I still think is the best movie out there, and I think the one that is really going to shatter some records, and it's, if nothing else, it's absolutely going to capture the imagination of a lot of people, and rental-wise, it'll explode. It's Mark Wahlberg's Lone Survivor, and I cannot wait to see that, but it's not in wide release now at this point, so it's a question of whether or not it's out where you are, and you might be lucky because it is in some theaters. It's like that kind of that testing thing. It's not all the way out yet at this point, but it will be in the next week or so, and we'll be talking more about what I think that movie sets out to do and how they do a really good job from the previews I've seen. And our own man in Michigan, Tomas, gave us a little movie review, and he said he loved it. He served, his wife served, and he said, man, it really makes you think about what he went through, Marcus Luttrell, what he went through and what others went through in that situation and just how awful it was. All right, stay with us. More to come on America Tonight.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Unpredictable, controversial, but always entertaining. The new home of Man Cow is GCN.
In
e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
News is it doesn't feel like it's 30 below for most of us anyway. It was a rough beginning to this week, no doubt. And it's very rough for the people in West Virginia. We were talking about the whole water situation. I said I had family in Charleston. They weren't there. But my Uncle Joe and Aunt Dolores live there. And I know that with the counties, people are really, really tore up about this because they're trying to figure out, well, what does this mean? What does this spill mean for me? And it seems like every hour something different, some new piece of news comes out of it. So for a second, close your eyes and imagine you get that news. I think of myself how I'm running around like a whirlwind. like a whirling dervish. And it's true. And I'm running around, doing the walking of the dog, running around, answering phones, doing whatever. And then, boom, to get leveled by that news, having to run around and figure out what you're going to do, pick up kids from school, all that kind of stuff. It's definitely got to be tough out there. Let's go to John, who is joining us now and knows a little bit even more about that situation. Hey, John, how are you?
Hello, Kate. Hey, how you doing there?
Good. Are you in West Virginia?
Yes, ma'am. I am in the Charleston, West Virginia area.
Wow. So tell us what it was like. What happened? First of all, the news breaks, and what's happening in your hood when everybody starts to hear about this?
Well, by the time I heard it, it still happened 6 hours before I ever heard anything about it.
Wow.
So
you just stopped all anything with water, right? You stopped the drinking water, everything, right?
Yes, we can't drink, use the water for drinking or to bathe with. You can't use the water to cook with or do laundry. From the West Virginia American Water Plants.
Wow. Oh, that's just so sad. And you know the coal industry is so under fire too, John, and you know how many people are employed by the coal industry in West Virginia, to have that happen. So it's like a double-edged sword for the people in West Virginia. And, of course, your health is the most important thing. But there's still a lot that we don't know, right?
Well, from my understanding and my dealings with the Kanawha County Metro 911, the entire Kanawha Valley water system is affected.
Mm.
Including Kanawha County, Boone County, and parts of Putnam County, West Virginia. So basically, it is on a five county basis, and from what I understand, it is spreading downriver.
Wow! So how many people? I mean, so many more people are even going to be affected. Thousands of people.
This
is terrible. Yeah. So, you know, here's the question. Obviously, people are going to start to come in there, Red Cross, et cetera, and they're going to be carrying a bunch of water with them. I mean, this is an emergency situation.
That's right. It has been declared a civil emergency by Governor Earl Ray Tomlin. He has been working with FEMA to get water to the designated zones, which is the volunteer fire departments and everything around here.
Wow. Wow. So what are you, John, what are you doing? We're worried for you. What are you doing? What are you doing to take precautions?
Well, I have I'm prepped. I got everything I need here. I have the survivalist drinking straws that you all have time to see promoted. And I have about 15 gallon jugs of water set up just for this type of emergency. So.
Wow. So you were prepared. I mean, ultimately, you're the great example of you were prepared, and then this disaster happens, and it's terrible, but you've got a backup plan, so good for you.
Yes, I do.
Wow.
I wish other people would have learned to prepare for what was to come. And what that was, that the chemical that leaked into the Elk River, it's used in coal washing, you know, in the preparation of the coal to be shipped to the power plants, and it has a smell to it that is similar to licorice.
Yeah, I was talking about that. I heard that. Yeah, so it's a terrible smell there, right? It's a weird kind of smell.
Yes, it is. I mean, you walk outside and you smell something that smells like licorice. I mean, you look around and what in the world's happening here? Yes, and I also have my 73-year-old mother here with me. And I'm more and more concerned about her health than what I am my own, so I'm doing everything I can to ensure that she is being taken care of.
Wow. John, well, we certainly wish you and your mother the best, and I'm very happy that you're prepared, and thank you for that update and telling us what it's like there in West Virginia.
Well, you're most welcome, Paige.
Thanks, boy. That's tough. And you think it's what I said, you know, myself, John, what a good guy. There he's worried about his mom, but here he's prepared. So he's got access to water, thank goodness. But so many other people, I guarantee it, are not like John. There are hundreds of people affected by this, and this is why water, so if we talk about what's the thing that everybody's going to need the most, what's the thing that people are going to fight over? Water, water, water. Because what do you need to survive? It's one thing to go without food, but what are the things that you need water for in your life? And it's that there's a myriad of them. I mean, everything is about water, ultimately, including our own personal health. Our survival that way, but so much of what we do and use is connected to water. That's why it's important. It's no joke. That's why it's important to be prepped, and good for John that he was. And it's like I said, it's a terrible situation for those people there, because can you imagine, like I said, for a second, as we are flying through a whole bunch of things here in the United States, put Afghanistan and some of the other things we're talking about aside for a second. Here in the United States, you have people that are basically sitting ducks, as we all are, because, you know, we don't know an environment, and there's always the chance, what can you do? There's always the chance of spills or things happening. But just imagine you're going through your daily life, and suddenly, boom, the brakes get hit, and that's the brakes. The brakes are, okay, now we got to scramble. What's the plan? Where are we going? What are we doing? And what are they doing there to get clean water to people? And what are they doing to stop it? Because if it's spreading, how much further is it going? When you think of the river, how big it is, and how far and wide this will go, much bigger than the nine counties. I'm sure about that. You know, there was a story about people that were in a restaurant, and when the word started to circulate about the notice, the people, they just announced it at the restaurant. You're in the middle of your stack of pancakes, and they say, we've had a chemical spill, please put down your water, and everybody needs to leave the restaurant. Think of ice machines, think of all the things that you need that are connected to water sources. And you know what's interesting? I mean, right, all things lead to politics ultimately, don't they? Everything in our lives becomes politicized. There was a West Virginia delegate, Michael Many Penny, who co-chairs the Water Resources Committee there, because, you know, they're back in session, like I said. And he says he's been pushing for stronger oversight of industries in order to protect the state's water resources. So he says now with this spill, it's going to add to the argument, but it's going to also add to the argument of, see, we told you, that's that whole thing about coal and more people out of work, I'm sure, in West Virginia because of how many are employed. And John, by the way, also threw this in to us, that they had to evacuate most areas, because he mentioned FEMA, and that's true. They're in the middle of this. So that's what's happened for some people. There's no way you can stay where you are. Wow. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to check the mail.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Time of the show when we get to go and check the mailbag. Lots of mail on this Chris Christie thing. I'm not surprised. A lot of people called in on a previous show, and it's a big story, frankly, as to whether or not Chris Christie, who was getting all this love, is really all that, if you know what I mean. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This comes to us from Stan, who says, Kate, you made me crack up when you made some of your analogies about Chris Christie. You are dead on. I think that this is a huge story because it could have a rippling effect on the Republicans in 2016. I have to say that as a conservative, I'm kind of on the fence about Christie in the first place, but I do like the fact that he is kind of in your face and tell it like it is, or so it seems. But perhaps he's too much of a thug. We certainly don't need a thug in the White House. That's not going to help anything. So I don't think that he even gets the Republican nomination in the first place. Maybe now, if anything, he's on the undercard. Do you think he would take that role? Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know that he plays second fiddle anyway. I don't know. Would he, if that was offered? So if he knocks himself off of the bid for president, does he get to be the second guy on the ticket? And it seems so far away, and so many decisions seemingly are made in the last really 15 months. But this is damaging. There is no doubt about it. Whatever his aspirations, because I think he wanted to be president. And the New Jersey Star-Ledger came out, and one of their banner headlines in an editorial said that Christie is fit to be president, so I'm sure he was fuming over that. I take another one. This one from Jake in Austin, who says Christie would be brutal as a president. I don't think we want a guy like Chris Christie in the White House in the first place. I mean, listen, we laugh at some of the things he says. He was on David Letterman. He did a top 10. That was clever. So I think he has that New Jersey bravado, but that's where it should stay. So I'm glad that this happened because maybe the bridge will make us ditch the idea of Chris Christie in the first place. And to be honest, I never liked him hanging with Obama. And yes, I know it is an emergency and that's what you do in those situations, I suppose, but it just didn't look good to me, even though it was because of Sandy. Yeah, you know, people are like Jake, or they don't want to forgive the governor for having Obama come in, and he was trying to get money. He was trying to get as much money as he could for Jersey because he saw all, as everyone did, all the destruction and wanted to make sure that he got in line fast. And I think that was, frankly, much ado about nothing. But being a president, being presidential, do we even have a code anymore? What is presidential? I mean, that could be a topic for a whole show, couldn't it? What do you want in a president? What do you think is presidential? Who was your favorite president? Who were the worst presidents? In fact, we're going to do a count on that. We're going to do a show where we just explore the Oval Office in general. All right, let's take another one. There's one more. We're going to get one more about Chris Christie. And this is from Allie in Illinois. Hey, I live in the Midwest now, but I grew up in New Jersey, and Chris Christie's act is old. A lot of people in New Jersey have the same kind of pattern, kind of in-your-face style, and I like it, but I don't like it in a guy who's representing us. And the reason I don't is because I think it's more trickery than anything else. And I believe that more than anything, he was involved in what happened with this bridge, the George Washington Bridge. All of these people in these precarious situations, particularly a woman who dies partially, probably because they took too long to get to her. And that's shameful. There is no way he should be considered to be the representative for the Republican Party in 2016, because to tell you the truth, if it was between Hillary and Chris Christie, I am an out-and-out Republican, but I'd have to say, I don't know that I could vote for Christie, and heaven forbid, I think that I would vote for Hillary Clinton. Just don't tell my husband. You know, it's fun to talk about the politics of what could be and what's going to happen next, and now the possibility still exists with the examining this situation as they investigate it that maybe they're talking about even he could be impeached, but one step at a time. His aide was fired. His chief of staff is gone. So a woman named Bridget Kelly, that's the first step. And if that's believed and the focus is just there, then the whole Bridgegate thing goes away. But how much damage does it do? We're far off from the nominating process, so I'm not sure. I think that it gives some pause in the Republican Party to think about it. I'm sure they're not thrilled. Anybody that was really waving the flag for him can't be thrilled by hearing about this. So the by apologizing and saying that he was embarrassed, he was clear he was embarrassed, and he was obviously humiliated by it. I don't know how much that does to help the chances of still being favored in the eyes of the Republican Party. I mean, listen, the whole thing is to get the most electable candidate. Anyone behind the scenes pulling the strings, that's what they want. Is he the most, that's what you have to ask yourself, put the bridge aside for one second. Is he the most electable person? Is he the most electable person, right? And here's one that has nothing to do with Chris Christie. We move on. This one from Rick, who says, Rodman equals idiot. Now he comes back and apologizes for what he had to say about that poor man who was thrown in prison for seemingly nothing, leading a tour of people, and in one of the worst hellholes you can imagine in the world, the North Koreans doing nothing. Ken Bay will be there for a long, long time. I don't blame the family for being upset. The nonsense with Kim Jong-un, a dictator, a person who would slit your throat or have his thugs slit your throat, how can Rodman continue with this sham of basketball? It makes no sense to me whatsoever. I think he's just basking in the fact that he's got the spotlight on him again because it's been off of him for a while, and that is his M.O. It's too bad because at one point in his life, a long, long time ago, he was a very good basketball player. This from, do you love how I'm squeezing a bunch in? I'm going to get a bunch in this time around. This one comes to us from Phil, who says, Kate, I heard you talk about how much this bad weather is costing us economically, and I think you said $5 billion is the number they're predicting. That's just crazy, boy. Now even the weather is killing us. It seems like we can't catch a break anywhere. You look at the nutty deficit, you look at some of the policies, and then on top of that, the weather kicks us in the rear end, too, as well. And I believe it. It could be more than $5 billion if you think of how many people had their plans halted, how many restaurants were empty, how many people didn't go and spend money, and how many other people are going to have to, as you mentioned, focus on paying for their heating bills. So let's hope we don't have very many storms like the ones that we've been having so far. Well, yeah, it just depends. What kind of a winter? How does the winter continue? What kind of a winter are we going to have? And if certainly if you have more of those temperatures and a lot of that snow, it does cancel and shut down things. That means flights. It means rail service. It means schools. It means people miss work. It means people aren't doing what they do in their everyday life. And whether you're in a big area or a small area, it affects everybody across the board because you're not going to go out in it. You're not going to go out in it, and you're not going to do, as I said, those everyday things that are just part of your life. The place where you stop and you grab some scrambled eggs on the way to work. I mean, even things like fast food, you're not going to go through the fast food windows because you're not going out. And there was a lot of people that stayed inside for days, and didn't venture out. Even the supermarkets didn't see a lot of action. In fact, some of them closed early because there weren't any people there. They could barely get to work. And some of the more prickly areas that were hit hard because of Mother Nature is what I'm talking about. It's crazy. All right, this one from Reed, who says, man, this whole deal with the jobless bill is ridiculous. I myself have been on unemployment. Let me tell you, it was a last ditch effort. I had to do it, and I don't feel badly about it, but I was looking for a job the whole time, got a job, and I guess thank goodness since I've paid into the government for so much that I had it. But I certainly didn't have it for any 99 weeks, and I think there is a tendency for some people to take advantage, which is unfortunate for the people who really need it. And that's the sad thing, is the difference between the people who need it will take it for a short amount of time and then get back on their feet, and the people who will just suck it dry, I hate to say. And unfortunately, the people who need it are getting creamed by the people who don't need it. Well, they've been working on this 3-month extension for a while now. It expired at the end of December. I'm not so sure that it kicks back in. The benefits are roughly about $250-some a week. And you're talking about 1 million-plus people that will be hurt by this if it doesn't happen. And I don't know. I think there's a good chance it doesn't pass. All right, remember, you can always send us your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.